Hola.
And I think we need to be honest about what's taking place in America. After all, we're a country of the rule of law. And we got people breaking law. And the question is how best to bring what's happening to light in an honest and legal way.
I don't know anybody that I can think of who has contended that the Iraqis had nuclear weapons.
The evidence indicates that Iraq is reconstituting its nuclear weapons program. Saddam Hussein has held numerous meetings with Iraqi nuclear scientists, a group he calls his nuclear mujahideen, his nuclear holy warriors. Facing clear evidence of peril, we cannot wait for the final proof, the smoking gun that could come in the form of a mushroom cloud.
I believe that we will find the truth, and the truth is he was developing a program for weapons of mass destruction.
Simply stated, there is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction. There is no doubt that he is amassing them to use against our friends, against our allies, and against us.
Intelligence gathered by this and other governments leaves no doubt that the Iraqi regime continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised.
I believe that we will find the truth, and the truth is he was developing a program for weapons of mass destruction.
My colleagues, every statement I make today is backed up by sources, solid sources. These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence. There can be no doubt that Saddam Hussein has biological weapons and the capability to rapidly produce more, many more. And he has the ability to dispense these lethal poisons and diseases in ways that can cause massive death and destruction. Most of the launchers and warheads had been hidden in large groves of palm trees. This is evidence, not conjecture. This is true. This is all well documented.
We won't be proven wrong. 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 We won't be proven wrong.
There are a lot of people who lie and get away with it, and that's just a fact.
The message is that there are known knowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we now know we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns. There are things we do not know we don't know. And each year we discover a few more of those unknown unknowns.
That intelligence was good, sound intelligence.
In October for the Cincinnati speech, not for the State of the Union, but the Cincinnati speech, George Tenet asked that this be taken out of the Cincinnati speech, the reference to Yellowcake. It was taken out of the Cincinnati speech because whenever the Director of Central Intelligence wants something out, it's gone.
How to get back in?
It's not a matter of getting back in. It's a matter, Tim, that 3+ months later, people didn't remember that George Tenet had asked that it be taken out of the Cincinnati speech, and then it was cleared by the agency. 3+ months later, people didn't remember.
There are a lot of people who lie and get away with it, and that's just a fact.
She's doing a fine job of coordinating interagency. She's doing what it should have. The role of the National Security Advisor is to not only provide good advice to the President, which she does on a regular basis. I value her judgment and her intelligence. But her job is also to deal interagency and to help unstick things that may get stuck. That's the best way to put it. She's an unsticker. And is she listening? Okay, well, she's doing a fine job.
Over time, the truth will come out.
People of goodwill must also recognize that allowing a dangerous dictator to defy the world and build an arsenal for conquest and mass murder is not peace at all. It is pretense.
If you harbor a terrorist, if you support a terrorist, if you feed a terrorist, you're just as guilty as the terrorists.
And I think we need to be honest about what's taking place in America. After all, we're a country of the rule of law. And we have people breaking law. And the question is how best to bring what's happening to light in an honest and legal way.
The dictator has responded with defiance. No matter what the dictator intends or plans, no tyrant can stand forever against the power of liberty. No tyrant can stand forever. No tyrant can stand forever. No tyrant can stand forever. No tyrant.